like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I pray and I'm hoping that everybody is getting something out of these talks, that everybody is really praying and concentrating and trusting the Lord, that this dream and this vision that God has placed within our heart is growing stronger, getting clearer, and that we know in the direction that God wants to take us to make this dream and this reality a reality. We need to always be in a prayerful attitude, and we need to always study the Word of God, because there's so many promises, there's so much help, there's so much information that God has put in His Bible for us to lead us, to guide us, and to help us to control our desires and our needs, and to make this dream and this vision a reality. And we've been talking about the most powerful thing on our body, which is the tongue. How we can use our tongue to help people, how we can use our tongue to edify people, how we can use our tongue to destroy, and even to destroy the workings and the moving of the Holy Spirit by not yielding our tongue to the Holy Spirit. So we've been talking about different promises and prayers and thoughts that is in the Bible, that God has put in the Bible for us to use and to claim and to have at our disposal. And the last time we were together, I gave you a bunch of scriptures to read, and I trust that you wrote these things down and that you go back and read them, because they are there for our help. And like I said before, and all this time we've been talking, what is in your heart is what you're going to speak about, what you're going to talk, what's going to come forth. So we fill our hearts with these promises that God has given us, with these prayers that God has given us, that if that is in our heart, then that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to speak about. You know, when you get something that you're excited about, you kind of want to talk about it. You want to share it. Well, that's how we need to be with the Word of God. We need to get excited and keep this in our heart and be excited about it, that we use our tongue and use our mouth to share that excitement, that we can get other people excited about the Word of God and what God has promised for everything. And today, I kind of like to talk about speaking the Word. We have meditated on many powerful scripture strategies for dealing with the tongue. Controlling our tongue is important because God wants to bring you into a new dimension of authority where you are speaking His Word and His supernatural power is released through the Word He gives you to speak. And how do we do that? By prayer and the study of the Word, and by yielding our tongue to the Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke words directed by the Father with the authority of God, and His words were very powerful. Every word He spoke was fulfilled. There was absolutely no margin for error, no faltering, and no wondering. He spoke it, and it was done. This was the key to releasing God's supernatural power in Christ's ministry. Jesus was sent by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and given authority to speak and act in God's stead, to speak His words and to do His will. Over in Acts 10:38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus declared in John 12:49-50, I have spoken of myself, but the Father which gave me, He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father sent unto me, so I speak. Right here it says that you can speak words of life, speak words of encouragement. How? by yielding our tongue and our heart over to the Holy Spirit. Speaking the word is not merely selecting verses out of the Bible and repeating them over and over again, hoping they will eventually come to pass. Speaking the word is not some sort of mystical mantra or mind over matter recitation. Jesus said in John 15:7, if you live in me and abide vitally and united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. That was in the New AMP version. Wait in God's presence until you receive the word for every circumstance you encounter. That's why we meditate and we spend time before God. And yes, God will guide you, he will direct you, and he will give you the words to speak and to say. Then, as you speak forth the rhema word he has given you under the unction and the direction of the Holy Spirit, the living word within you will manifest his power through you. That is by yielding our lives over to Christ, yielding our heart and our minds and our tongue over to the Holy Spirit, where God can speak through you, using your voice, using your mouth of words of encouragement. You must stay in God's presence until you receive his direction concerning what you are to say and what you are to do. Remain in his presence, waiting and worshiping until he gives you the specific word of God to speak to the people. As you speak the word of God, he will do the work, not you. He will do the work through you, giving you the power, giving you the wisdom, giving you the words to say. The key for the fulfillment of the word is the word itself, the written and living word of God. In Romans 10:8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. How do we do that? By filling our heart with the word of God, by spending time with the Father and asking him how and what we need to say and how we need to say it and how we need to act, and to fill our hearts and our minds with the word and with the promises and with the prayers that God has given to each and every one of us. All of this is directed to you and to me. All we have to do is read it and use it and turn our hearts and our minds over to the Holy Spirit to where he can use this. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these words of wisdom. I thank you for the promises and the prayers that we have in your word. And Father, I pray that you will help us to reach out and to read and to study and to spend time with you, Father, even myself, to spend time with you and to seek out your promises and to seek out your words, that Father, that we could go forth boldly and speak in your name, speaking your words and using the power of the Holy Spirit through our tongue and through our mouth. Father, I pray that you will bless each and every one of us that is listening to this, and that you'll encourage our hearts. And Father, help us to know and to realize that we have power and we have these promises strictly from you to us. Father, touch in each and every one of us that is listening to this, and bless us, I pray, and help us to make this dream and this vision that you have planted in our hearts a reality. I ask you in the wonderful, precious, mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us. Join us next week as Paul continues his teaching on Divine Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teaching today. You can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's Paul at myltbc.org. You can also download Paul's Divine Destiny audios free by going to www.myltbc.org and click on Audio Listen or Download. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.